So I'm here with Paula Hilton, who was snapped by David Chadwick in the Sandpiper Club in the early 80s. Paula, were you a regular at the Sandpiper Club?
Pretty regular. I used to go early in the evening and go on into Manchester.
And where did you used to go on to from there?
Oh, I used to go to Applejack's, sometimes the Hacienda.
So you're quite a regular in quite a few of the clubs then?
Oh yes, I can't really. Brambles.
Okay. What used to attract you to go to the clubs? Was it the music or did you like dancing? Or?
I love dancing. I love the music, especially the 80s. I used to get in the club and I was never off the dance floor.
What kind of music? Who were your favourites?
I loved Blondie. She was my idol. I loved Blondie. Any sort of music, but 80s music is my favourite.
Well, you stayed into that, have you, to this day?
Oh, I still love it now. Yeah. I even put it on MTV.
And what else did you enjoy about those nights? Did you go with a bunch of friends or did you go hoping to meet people?
I used to go a lot of times with my friend Julie, another friend Mary, and I'd go with my brother, just whoever was around, really. I didn't have a lot of close friends, but the two that I really had were really close.
And what do you remember about the other people who went to the clubs? I mean, that was a time of a lot of new styles, a lot of new cultures coming out of the streets almost. What do you remember about that?
Hairstyles, makeup, especially the punk rockers.
Yeah.
Although I wasn't one myself, I did quite like it. I liked the clothes, all the different, because it was very, very different in the 80s to what it is today, that everybody seems to just wear jeans today. Mm-hmm. But it was all different. It was just everything.
So was that a big part of the night out, getting ready and thinking about what you were going to wear?
That was my main part of the night out, getting ready. I used to sit for 2 or 3 hours putting my makeup on, choosing something to wear. It was really nice.
And where were your favourite places to buy clothes from? Did you have particular places that you used to go back to?
I used to go to a lot of boutiques. There was a lot of boutiques in the 80s in Manchester. And that's where I used to go. And I used to go in all the different ones. I even used to go in the Corn Exchange.
Yeah, when it was all individual stores.
Yes.
And yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Yeah. I know David Chadwick's told me himself that one of the things that attracted him to take the photographs was the fact that people were creating their own styles and they weren't just wearing what was in the magazines and coming out of the shops. Is that something you like to do, create your own look at the time?
Yes, and it wasn't all about names. Mm. Now, it doesn't matter what the item looks like, as long as it's a name. Mm. But in the 80s, it wasn't all about that. You saw something in the shop, it didn't matter if it was 50 pence or 50 pounds.
Yeah.
If you liked it, you'd wear it.
Yeah,
you'd buy it and wear it.
Right. People were being a bit more individual in a way, weren't they, rather than just being led by what the fashion was.
Yes, they didn't follow. I mean, punk rocks, they followed themselves, but they all dressed different colours. Mm. But now it's just everybody follows. But in the 80s, it wasn't like that.
So how long did you carry on going to the clubs for? I mean, I think you mentioned to me that you actually worked in one or two of the clubs yourself.
Yes, I worked weekends at Fagin's and Rafters, and where Rafters did have a punk rock night. And then in the late 70s, early 80s, I worked for Peter Stringfellow at the Millionaire Club.
Wow, where was that? That was in Manchester, was it?
Yes, it was in Manchester that a lot of people won't know today, but it was called Lewis's, behind Lewis's, but it's now called Primark.
And he had a club, what, in the basement there, or where was it?
Yes, it was round a back street.
Yeah.
Where it was all like, oh, it was really grotty. But the actual club was absolutely fabulous inside.
Mm. How long did you work there for?
About 18 months, I think.
Right. Okay, so did you carry on being a part of the club culture of Manchester for a while then?
Oh yes, certainly all through the 80s. I think I actually stopped going into clubs when I became pregnant with my youngest daughter.
Right, and when was that roughly?
Well, I had her in 1992, so that was 1991.
Right, so it was a big part of your life then, wasn't it?
Oh yes.
Yeah. And did you make a lot of friends then that you've stayed in touch with over the years or...?
Well, working in the clubs, I did have a lot of friends around, but didn't keep in touch, really. I've just kept in touch with one main friend, and I've known her since I was 16, and that's Mary, who I mentioned earlier on.
So you're 54 now. What have you been up to since those days? Has your life changed much?
Life's changed in the way I don't go anywhere, I don't do anything. That's the way my life's changed. I've just sort of become walking around the shops and staying in at nights and cooking, cleaning.
Well, life moves on, doesn't it? Do you
It
miss
does.
those days, though, in a way?
I really miss the 80s. I do. I wish the clocks could go back, not only for age, but to have the 80s again.
Oh, it's really nice that you've painted such a vivid picture of it for us. So thanks a lot, Paula.